Then, boom. No wallet. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Government lifts export ban on maize and millet to boost farmer incomes. UPND Chipata members protest endorsement-based intra-party elections. In global news, Ugandan man admits human sacrifice kindergarten stabbings. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. Government has lifted restrictions on exporting maize grain and products, including millet, to support farmers and citizens. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Yulu has confirmed the development, which aims to provide better market access, improve incomes for small-scale farmers, and stimulate economic activity in the agriculture and agro-processing sectors. Mr. Yulu says traders, millers, processors, and individuals can now export maize and related products to any market, subject to obtaining export permits through the Zambia Electronic Single Window Platform. He says the decision reflects government's commitment to prioritizing citizens' welfare and ensuring farmers benefit from their work while contributing to national economic growth. Mr. Yulu says the ministry is reminding exporters to ensure that all documentation is properly processed and acquitted at designated exit points, including the Konkola checkpoint for exports through Kasumbalesa border and the respective border posts for all other exit routes.
Therefore, all the traders, millers, processors, and individuals are now free to export maize and related products to any market of their choice, subject to obtaining the required export permits. Applications for export permits can be made through the Zambia Electronic Single Window platform. The government urges all the stakeholders to comply with the established procedures to ensure smooth trade and also safeguard national interests. This is done in line with the present vision of delivering for the people.
Some UPND members in Chipata Eastern Province today protested in disapproval of endorsement-based intra-party elections. The protesters have expressed surprise that the province has not conducted intra-party elections yet, describing the interim leadership as unfair. Others have questioned why the leadership is scared to hold elections, citing the party's constitution as the governing document. They say elections are the only way they can exercise democracy and that party members should be allowed to choose leaders of their choice. The party members add that they have the right to choose a leader after 5 years, not through intra-party endorsement-based selection.
Pamene viri kuchitika, tikondwera nazvo. Tamene tifuna kuno kumava. We don't want my endorsement. Takana endorsement. Takana. What we want? Bantu bakuchokubocherewa. Bafunika bapite mu ballot. For example, ngabantu ine tubanifuna, tubazani pasa vote. Koma ngabantu banifuna, bazani pasa vote ni zawina. Cause constitution yetu ya UPND after 5 years kufunika tivote. Koma tati dabwisa nini? Munatika announce kwino chukunkare my election. But my election is ya chitika. No wonder why chilipa nukulira kwa imwe wa president. Kuti timvere ni sebana van.
Munoza muntu mamena nangarira kapani 16 years. Adipampando kuwaji. Azaka kuladita. Munoza kuti uza paposuwe sisafuna hapo. Afuna hapo. Tamisi fune sekuno ni my election.
Bawajiwe. Bawajiwe. Lepo.
Azaki kumbuka. Bamena zanya mwana chipani. Kami vienti kusipeleka pasoboro.
But recently, UPND Provincial Information and Publicity Secretary Davy Kapata said most structures in the province opted to maintain the current leadership and the provincial minister, Peter Piri, stating that there was no need to change the winning team. The UPND provincial chairperson is yet to comment on the matter. In other stories, Kalulusha District Administrative Officer Indiana Sakala says a recent fatal accident at Yellow Stripes Mining in Chambishi, which killed two people, could have been avoided had labor inspections been effective. Ms. Sakala has attributed the tragedy to the absence of a local labor office, which has weakened monitoring systems and left mining operations unchecked. Speaking during a Provincial Development Coordinating Committee meeting held at Levi Mwanawasa Stadium in Ndola today, Ms. Sakala noted that inspections by officers from other districts are often ineffective due to distance and logistical challenges. The accident occurred on April 3, 2026, when a furnace exploded during scrap metal processing, killing two foreign nationals and injuring several workers.
Despite worrying that Kalulushi has got a lot of mining companies, I would wish we have for people that are suffering being locked up in these companies, and if we could have never services, that would do the district some good, because then there would be inspections for labor, which should be at least on a consistent basis from depending on the issues. And most of our people that come nearby, like in Kwanyama and Chisunkana and the other in the outskirts of Kalulushi, are depending on Kiki.
Meanwhile, Assistant Labour Commissioner Eunice Misima has acknowledged the challenges and said that her office is aware of the situation and is working towards establishing a labour office in Kalulushi.
I do take cognizance of the DAO's concern. Last month in March, there were some inspections that were conducted by the labour officer from Ndola. That is what we call an inter-district inspection. We haven't had a labour officer in Kalulushi for a very long time.
Energy Minister Maloza Chikwata says government has adopted a deliberate policy to scale up rural electrification in order to address long-standing inequalities where many communities have remained without access to electricity despite contributing to the national economy. Speaking during the commissioning of the Lui Grid Extension Project in Luamba District, Western Province this afternoon, Mr. Chikwata said the approach is aimed at ensuring inclusive development and improving livelihoods. As government intensifies efforts to expand electricity access to rural areas across the country. Mr. Chikwata has noted that the initiative reflects government's broader strategy to take development closer to the people. He added that the project demonstrates government's resolve to fulfill its promises, citing the successful delivery of electricity to Lui as earlier pledged. Mr. Chikwata stated that government is targeting 100,000 new electricity connections in 2026, urging residents to take advantage of the initiative to connect their homes and businesses.
when you look behind rural areas in terms of access to electricity, it was trailing at 80%. Access to electricity in the rural areas.